AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, part two of my week six recap, we'll talk about a few returns here that we'll talk about. We'll discuss those. Some injuries, not too many this week, thankfully, and performances of the week, some goodies here, guys. So we'll talk about that as well. And then also, GD's top five, the top five teams in the league. Haven't done those rankings just yet, so it's prime that we start with this episode here doing it, and much more. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we're in the midst of my week six recap. We already covered WNBA news as far as the extension, guys, on the CBA negotiations. So they're going to extend that. So we'll have up until the early part of January of next year. Hopefully, they'll get something hammered out before then. Of course, I'm wearing the pay them what you owe them, representing the players, of course. And also, we talked about the Liberty hiring them a coach. So we discussed that. Three-on-three action from Team USA had a tournament, both the men and the women, both won gold. So talked about that as well. And then the Team USA for the regular team, Team USA 5-on-5, they're having their tryouts, 18 players invited. So we talked about that. Then we talked about the nonsense with Christine Brennan. Yeah, it's nonsense. Anyway, so, and then we talked a little bit of NBA news with the NBA Cup, the quarterfinals coming up next week. So we hit on that. And then Eric Spoelstra, we gave props to him. 800 wins for the coach. All right, guys. So let us continue. Returns, guys. Tyler Hero, he makes his season debut, guys. He missed 17 games with that ankle injury. He comes back, actually kind of tipped the hand with my episode recapping week five. He came back on a Monday, November 24th. He came back for a win versus the Dallas Mavericks, guys. And in that game, he played 29 minutes, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals. So Tyler Hero already fitting right in for the Miami Heat, who are playing good ball right now. So Tyler Hero, a much needed piece back for them and for that ball club. And then also in that game, Kel-El Ward, their young center, 20 points. He also pulled down 18 rebounds, guys, with 3 blocks. So dominating inside was Kel-El Ware for the Miami Heat. So there you go. So Tyler Hero, he's back. Jalen Williams, guys, for the Oklahoma City Thunder, he makes his season debut, guys. He missed 19 games with the wrist injury that he had over the summer and then leading up to training camp. but he makes his debut, guys. He makes it on November 28th in a win versus the Phoenix Suns. In that game, he played 29 minutes, guys. 11 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. So he went the route of getting teammates involved in that game. So there you go. But Jalen Williams, part of that big three for the OKC team. Of course, SGA, Chet Holmgren, and Jalen Williams. Oh, by the way, SGA in that game, 37 points and 8 assists for him. So SGA doing SGA things. So there you go. But Jalen Williams, a welcome face back for that team. And now they're missing a piece also. I'll talk about that when I talk about injuries. But Jalen Williams back for the defending champs, the Oklahoma City Thunder. All right, guys, let us continue. Anthony Davis, he's back in the lineup, guys. He missed 14 games with a calf injury, guys, for the Dallas Mavericks. And, of course, he would come back on a night where they're in L.A. playing the Lakers, and they would lose that game, guys. They would lose that game. And in the game, he played 28 minutes, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks. So Anthony Davis kind of working his way back in for the Dallas Mavericks, but not on that night, especially. And, of course, you know, they gave him all the, you know, the video tribute and all the things. So for Anthony Davis, who helped bring a championship to the Los Angeles Lakers. Also on that night, Austin Reeves goes bonkers. 38 points, guys. He dropped 6 threes in the game. And then also 8 rebounds for him. Luka, I talked about Luka being player of the week in this game, 35 points. Oh, among that, 4 three-point goals, 11 assists, and 5 rebounds. And then LeBron James, a solid game, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists for him in that ball game. So Anthony Davis back for the Dallas Mavericks. Let us continue. Giannis Antetokounmpo, guys, he came back. He missed 4 games with a groin injury, guys, for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it just so happens he comes back on Cup night where the Knicks would play the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'm like, yeah, that be that nonsense right there. You out all this time, but you're going to come back for a Cup game? Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, they ended up losing that game. Thus, the Knicks goes to the quarterfinals in the Cups for the NBA Cup, and that knocked Milwaukee out. Otherwise, if Milwaukee won, they would have got in. So there you go. And in that game, Giannis played 28 minutes, 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists in that game. And Jalen Brunson, your player of the week in the East, 37 points. He dropped 4 threes in the game with 5 assists for the Knicks. So there you go. Giannis back for the Milwaukee Bucks. And then the following night, his teammate came back. Kevin Porter Jr., guys. He's back after going down on opening night. He missed 19 games with an ankle injury. He comes back for a Saturday, November 29th win over the Brooklyn Nets. In that game, he played 24 minutes. Nice full line, 13 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds in that game. And also in that game, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 29 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 steals. He surpasses 21,000 points for his career, guys. So Giannis climbing the charts as far as the scoring list all time goes. So there you have it. Let us continue.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And you, Duncan Robinson for the Detroit Pistons. He makes his return back to Miami, where he spent many years over there, guys. Duncan Robinson. And that he comes back to Miami and gets the win in Miami, guys, on the road. And in that game, he has 18 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds in the game. And his teammate, Cade Cunningham, led the way, 29 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 steals in the game for Cade. And on the losing side, Andrew Wiggins balls out, 31 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And then Norman Powell with 28 points in that game. But Duncan Robinson goes back to a familiar place where he first started his career. And there you go. Let us continue. And this kind of is a mix of both. Jonathan Kuminga for the Golden State Warriors. He returns to the lineup after missing 7 games with tendonitis in both of his knees, guys. So he comes back for this game, which is a win. A win at home versus the New Orleans Pelicans. What makes this night so special? Kevon Looney comes back to Golden State, where he spent 10 years, guys, 3 championships. Vital part of that team, guys, as the pretty much the only big over there. They would have Draymond Green. He played some big, but Kevon Looney was a legitimate big for them. And he returns. He gets a nice video tribute. Nice welcome as well for Kevon Looney. So, and also in attendance was Andre Iguodala. He was at the game as well, guys. So, nice tribute for Kevon Looney. But Golden State gets the win. Jimmy Butler, 24 points, 10 assists, and 2 rebounds away from a triple-double. He has 8. And in this game, this is why I noticed, guys. Both teams were brutal from 3, man. Golden State, 12 for 47. So just a shade under 25%. And then the Pelicans, 7 for 30. So they were well under 25%. So both teams miss a total of 58 threes, man. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. And leading the way for the Pelicans, Zion Williamson, 25 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. So there it is. Let us continue. Kevin Durant, guys, for the Houston Rockets. Remember, he missed the 2 games for personal reasons. He had family matters to deal with. That's where we'll leave it, guys. But he comes back on Sunday, November 30th, for a win at the Utah Jazz, guys. He played 30 minutes, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. So just another day at the office for Kevin Durant. And his team gets the win. And then last player returning, Joel Embiid, guys, back after missing 9 games with that knee that troublesome knee of his, guys. So he comes back in this game, and actually it's a double overtime game that they lose to the Atlanta Hawks, guys. He played 30 minutes in the game, so kind of up from the 20 to 25 minute restriction range. But he kind of had to because they were in double overtime. 18 points and 4 rebounds for him. Big story, though, Jalen Johnson for the Atlanta Hawks, who a couple of weeks ago, he got player of the week. 41 points, guys. He drops 4 threes in this game. 14 rebounds, 7 assists, guys. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who's been balling himself as of late. 34 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and he dropped 6 threes in the game. On the losing side for Philly, Tyrese Maxey, still with his march upon the scoring, among the scoring leaders. 44 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds for Tyrese Maxey. So there it is. All right, guys, so let us move on. Injuries. Got a few here to talk about. Derek Lively of the Dallas Mavericks. He could be returning this week, guys, after missing 4 games, including tonight's game, with a foot injury. So Derek Lively could be back sooner than later, and you're going to need all the big help you can get. Now you got AD back. Now you got Derek Lively on the way, can kind of give a little relief to Daniel Gafford and those guys over there. But Derek Lively, close to his return, possibly this week for the Dallas Mavericks. Steph Curry, he's out at least a week, guys, with the quad injury. And that happened on November 26th in a loss to the Houston Rockets. And, of course, he wasn't in that game I talked about, because you probably wouldn't have had that bad a shooting night from three if you had a Steph there. I'm just saying. But Steph to miss a week with the quad injury. So hopefully you get him at some point this week. We'll see. But Steph Curry, quad injury, missing a week, should be back at some point this week, I would hope. Let us continue. Trae Young, they just looked at him, guys, for the Atlanta Hawks. He's going to be out 2 more weeks, guys, with a knee injury. And he's been out 16 games and counting, so still more games to go. He hasn't played since October 29th, guys. But Atlanta Hawks are holding their own while he's on the sideline, so give them some credit there. But Trae Young out at least another 2 weeks with the knee injury. So there you go. Let us continue. OG Anunoby. It was just reported he doesn't have a timetable for his return, guys. He pulled the hamstring, guys. He did that back on November 14th. He's missed 7 games and counting. So OG Anunoby still we don't know when he's going to be back. Hopefully sooner than later, we'll see. So there you go. All right. RJ Barrett for the Toronto Raptors. He's hoping to have his evaluation this week, guys, on his knee to see how much longer he'll be out. He's missed 4 games and counting, guys. I'm not sure if we'll see him this week. Maybe you see him for the cup games. Maybe we got to wait for the evaluation. But RJ Barrett, we're still waiting to hear news as far as his knee injury goes. So there you go. And then one last one, Isaiah Hartenstein for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now they just got Jalen Williams back, guys. Hartenstein looks like he's going to be out. He'll be reevaluated in 10 to 14 days, guys, with a calf injury. So bad news for the Thunder. at least you get the likes of a Jalen Williams back. Then you got the other Jalen Williams who can play your power forward, maybe your center position. So you have some help in that regard for Chet Holmgren. But Hartenstein, bit of an Iron Man, but he's going to miss some time, guys. So we'll see what happens in that regard for the Oklahoma City Thunder, the red hot Oklahoma City Thunder. So there you go. All right, guys, let us continue. Performances, guys. Had some guys that showed out. Let's talk about Brandon Ingram, who's enjoying a renaissance, if you will, with the Toronto Raptors. 37 points. He drops 5 threes along with 7 rebounds and a win versus the Cleveland Cavaliers, guys. So Toronto, one of those surprise teams early on, making a splash in the Eastern Conference. And also on that night, Scotty Barnes, he has a double-double with 18 points, 11 rebounds, and throwing 6 assists along with that. Karl Anthony Towns, he's been on a bit of a roller coaster lately, but he has a good night here. 37 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks. And he does this in a win at the Barclays Center playing the Brooklyn Nets, guys. I mean, he was absolutely a beast inside. Jalen Brunson in that game, your player of the week, 27 points. He drops 4 threes. And on the losing side, Noel Clowney with a kind of a career night for him, 31 points. He drops 7 threes in that ball club for the Brooklyn Nets. But Bodega Cat for the New York Knicks has the fine night there. And his team got the win. Nikolai Jokic, a modest triple-double for him. 17 points, 16 assists, 10 rebounds, and throwing 2 steals in a win at the Memphis Grizzlies, guys, for the Joker. And along with him, Jamal Murray, 29 points. He hits 6 threes along with 8 assists. And then Peyton Watson, who's been playing some ball as of late, you know, since they lost Aaron Gordon for a good chunk of time. 27 points. He drops 5 threes in the game for the Denver Nuggets. And on the losing side, how about Jock Landale coming off the bench with a massive double-double? 26 points and 10 rebounds for him in a losing effort against the Denver Nuggets as they get the win. Anthony Edwards had a fine week. And if it wasn't for Luka's exploits, you might have gave it to him. 43 points he gets on November 24th. He drops 5 threes along with 7 rebounds, 4 assists. But this is in an overtime loss. He gets that against the Sacramento Kings. And then on Saturday, the 29th, he drops 39 points, 5 threes in that game, along with 5 assists. But he gets that in a win over the Boston Celtics. So, good week for Anthony Edwards. Unfortunately, and then also on Wednesday, November 26th, he drops 31 points, 5 threes in that game, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, but in a loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 40 points in that game. He gets 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 steals in that game, guys. In a marquee matchup against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So there you go with that. And then on Sunday, SGA, 26 points, 5 assists, four rebounds, and a win over the Portland Trail Blazers in a game where Avadja, he's having a heck of a season, guys. He has a triple-double in that game, 31 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists in that game. Let us continue on. CJ McCollum, 46 points for the week, guys. 10 threes in that game. Good grief. Along with 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And he gets that in a win, guys. A rare win for the Washington Wizards over the Atlanta Hawks, guys. And also in that game, Alex Sarr, dominant inside, 27 points, 11 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals for the Washington Wizards. And in the loss, Kristaps Porzingis, 22 points and 8 rebounds to lead the way. Cade Cunningham, I talked about him a little earlier. He drops 42 points, guys, in a loss, actually, to the Boston Celtics. So 42 points, he drops 4 threes, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, but a loss to Boston. On the same night, Jaylen Brown, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals in the game. And then Derek White, 27 points, 6 threes he hits in the game, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals. Also in the week, guys, Jaylen Brown, another fine performance where he has, hang on. No, there was another game where he went absolutely crazy. Yes. In the same game that Anthony Edwards had the 39 points, where they beat Boston, the same night, Jaylen Brown, 41 points. He hits 5 threes in the game, 7 assists, 6 rebounds for Boston in that loss. And then in another loss, well, in a win, I'm sorry, he has a triple-double, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. But the bigger story was Peyton Pritchard with 42 points. He hits 6 threes in that game, a win at the Cleveland Cavaliers, where Evan Mobley led the way for them, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. Let us continue on. Vince Williams, guys. Now, he's a guy that's filling in for Ja Morant. He has the 5 points. He has the 4 rebounds, 2 steals. But he has 17 assists, guys. Wow. In an overtime win on November 26th. And they get that win at the New Orleans Pelicans, guys. In the game, though, Jaren Jackson Jr., 27 points. He drops 5 threes himself. Jalen Wells, who's starting to come to life, 25 points. He drops 5 threes. And then Zach Edey has a game inside, 21 points, 15 rebounds in that win. And then on Sunday, Zach Edey has a career night. 32 points, a career high, 17 rebounds, guys, 5 blocks. Absolutely a monster versus the Sacramento Kings for the win in Sacramento. DeMar DeRozan leads the way, 23 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. Let us continue on. Kawhi Leonard, guys, in a loss, 39 points for him. And they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. Speaking of the Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr., 24 points in that game. Zach Edey, 5 points, 19 rebounds. So a heck of a rebound in week four, Zach Edey, and throw in 3 blocks as well for him. And also in that loss, James Harden, 23 points. He drops 4 threes in the game, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 steals in the game. And then 2 nights later, they Clippers are in free fall. They lose to the Dallas Mavericks, where Cooper Flagg drops 35 points, becoming the youngest player to drop 35 points in a game, passing LeBron James. So you're talking about premier competition there. Cooper Flagg with a 35-point game. But Kawhi, 30 points, 8 rebounds in that contest. And James Harden, 29 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds for him. Desmond Bain goes nuts. 37 points along with 8 assists and 2 blocks in a November 28th win at Detroit. So Desmond Bane started out slow for them. He's starting to come into his own now with the Orlando Magic. And then Cade Cunningham in the loss, a triple-double, 39 points. He drops 4 threes, 13 rebounds, 11 assists for him. And then one more we'll talk about. Jalen Johnson, been talking about him quite a bit. He has his second triple-double of his career. 29 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, throwing 2 steals, and he gets added in a win at the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then on the same night, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he's been balling, guys. It seems like when I talk Atlanta, I'm talking these two guys. 28 points, he drops 5 threes in the game. And then Donovan Mitchell in a losing effort, 42 points and 7 threes in that game. So there you have it. All right, guys, so let us move on. The Golden State Warriors, they signed Steph Curry's brother, Seth Curry, for the rest of the season, guys. Now, remember, he was in training camp with the team. Then he got dropped amongst the last-minute roster cuts. But they bring him back to the ball club, and he'll remain there for the rest of the season. So soon enough, you will see Steph and Seth Curry for the Golden State Warriors out there on the floor. So there you have it. All right, guys. So last item, then we're done. GD's top 5, guys. My top 5 teams in the in the NBA, guys. So let us start with number 5. The Houston Rockets, guys. Houston Rockets been balling. 3 straight wins. They have. And you're just getting back Kevin Durant. He missed the 2 games, so you get him back. You got the train back on the tracks. So the Houston Rockets at 13-4, the 5th team. My number 5 team. Number 4 team, how about the Denver Nuggets at 14-5, guys? They're getting it done, guys, even with a guy like Aaron Gordon on the sideline, even Christian Brown you got on the sideline, but they're still getting it done, guys, and still amongst the top teams in the West, the Denver Nuggets at number 4. Let us continue. Number 3, the Los Angeles Lakers. 7 straight wins, guys. They're at 15-4 right now, guys. absolutely playing beautiful basketball. You got to give a ton of credit to J.J. Redick. He's pushing all the right buttons so far. He's been able to man the ship without LeBron James. And even with LeBron back in the fold, the train is still on the tracks, running smoothly. So there you go with that. And he's getting fine play from DeAndre Ayton. I said a few episodes ago, DeAndre Ayton, to me, holds the key to what happens for the Los Angeles Lakers. I understand you're getting career year from Austin Reeves, who's playing out of his mind. Of course, Luka's being Luka. LeBron's fitting in where he needs to fit in. So Ayton holds the key for me for that team. But your Lakers are the number three team on my list. Number two, excuse me, the Detroit Pistons, guys, the Detroit Pistons at 16-4. They had a 13-game win streak, but that was snapped during the week, guys. But the Detroit Pistons, the surprise team in the East, on top of the East, mind you. But a team that is playing excellent basketball right about this time. Your Detroit Pistons, led by Kay Cunningham, coached by J.B. Bickerstaff, who's in a renaissance there with the Detroit Pistons. Your Detroit Pistons, number two on my list. And then number one, who else can it be? The Oklahoma City Thunder at 20-1. Mind you, with this start, they had the graphic the other day. Only five other teams have had this good a record after game 20-21. So Oklahoma City Thunder in rarefied air, guys. 12 straight wins, guys. And you just got your vital piece in Jalen Williams back for that ball club. You're missing Hartenstein, but I think you got enough depth to man the ship until he gets back. But Oklahoma City Thunder, the cream of the crop, your number one team in the NBA. Coached by Mark Daigneault, who's doing a fantastic job there with that young ball club. All right, guys, so that is it. All things basketball with GD.com. It's a website. There you find my clips. You find my full episodes. Also, donate, guys. Coming up on Giving Tuesday, why not consider this show, guys? Give to this show, and you got four ways to do it. On my website, you got three buttons there. PayPal, you got Spotify donate, you got Buy Me a Coffee. Those are the three there. And then my Cash App, $GD That Sports Dude. Again, $GD That Sports Dude is how you give via Cash App. All right. And then I'm on all the podcast platforms, Apple, all the things there. Also, my YouTube channel, also LinkedIn. I put a link as far as that goes. So there you go. And then also, guys, social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, some Facebook. That's it. Thank you for listening as always, guys. And we'll talk soon. And again, thank you for your listenership. It's important to this show, and it's what makes the show go. So thank you, and we'll talk soon. Take care.